joining us by way of phone, and we're glad to get a moment with him. Colin Sims with the DA's office is joining us. And first things first, I just say, Colin, I did text you, try to get in touch with you immediately after hearing the news, because you and I had kind of talked about this through Warren's illness. I had the wrong number, but I wanted you to know that you and that whole staff obviously were in my thoughts with the news that that we had lost him.
No, I can't thank you enough for that. He was a great man, and I know he really enjoyed coming on y'all's program and talking about all the great things that the office was doing. He was really proud of that, and always enjoyed the opportunity to visit with you.
And I think it says something about the fact that he kept coming even when he was fighting the cancer. Could have done them by phone. He could have done other things, but most times he was in the studio. And his attitude, and I know there'll be a lot of conversation about this at his ceremony, but his attitude was just, I have never seen anything like it.
He was different. He was a great guy. He was just, being DA was not Warren Montgomery. Warren Montgomery was Warren Montgomery. And DA was something that he got to do and took pride in. And at the end of the day, he was a guy's guy, just a nice man. You'd see him, kind of bebopping around downtown Covington with his little Panama hat on and just engaging everyone. You would have no idea that that was the district attorney. He just so approachable, so nice, wanted to help, and I think it was, he enjoyed being on your program so much. I think you remember that when he couldn't come, he even did it from the hospital one time, I think.
He did, yeah. And we had and still acted like it was perfectly normal. we just had we were cutting up and laughing about some stuff. I mean, his attitude was really incredible. And we were looking at or listening to audio that we wanted to play after getting the news. And the last time I spoke to him, he had this very long bit where he talked about attitude, the power of attitude. He talked about his faith. And it was just perfect. And this would have been 2 or 3 months ago. I felt like it, he summed it up in a minute and a half, kind of who he was and what he was going to, regardless of how this thing turned out, what he wanted to be remembered as. And, it's just really impressive guy.
No, it's definitely, he had worn 3 hallmarks. It was God, family, and work. And without a shadow of a doubt, in that order, and he made sure that it never changed. And I think that the way the office was run and the culture of the office reflected those pillars. I mean, he just he did it different, and I think we can take a page out of the book of how he did it, and not just did the job as DA, but even being a politician. I mean, at the end of the day, he was the district attorney. He's the chief law enforcement prosecutor of the parish, but also a politician. And I would say that a lot of Louisiana politicians should probably take note to how he embodied that title, and especially in Louisiana. Go ahead.
No, you keep rolling.
No, he. I'll tell you just a funny story. Just sitting here thinking about it, so we're talking about him at the hospital. He had a rough stint at one point. He was in St. Tammany Parish Hospital, and God, he hated being in there. And, they kept people telling him what to do, poking him with all this stuff. And he was ready to get out of there one day. And so our investigators didn't really know, anything. And so he called one of the investigators, like, hey, I need a ride. I'm getting out of the hospital. I need someone to go pick me up. Well, so one of them took the call. He's like, okay, Mr. Montgomery, I'll be over there, pick you up. Pulls up, and I think he was concerned. He's like, the IV's still in his arm. And they had to drop him off at the house, and something concerned him. And so I was at a meeting somewhere, and I looked down. There were like 6, 7 missed calls, text messages, please call. And the guy goes, I think I just screwed up. The DA got in the car and said, break it out of here.
Oh, no.
His wife had to track him down, and he had to go back to the hospital and agreed never to leave the floor, not even for coffee.
Wow. All right. Well, I guess a jailbreak by the DA is what that sounds like to me.
Yeah.
So I do want to touch on the politics, too, because what you mentioned reminded me that, you know, the first time he ran, I was like, one, I didn't know him, and two, I thought he didn't have a chance. You know what I mean? Like, in my mind, and I can't remember who the other candidates were, but I don't think he was the front runner. And I, you know, but I think he was plenty confident that he was going to win that election, and you know, and he did.
No, I think... I think he was confident that the people were going to take a look because they wanted something different, you know. Look, and I don't like to, you know, say too many disparaging things about other people, but I think everyone in St. Tammany knows that some of the political leaders, we needed a fresh start. And I think Warren, the way he handled himself and the way anyone who came in contact with him felt like, man, that is a good, honest guy. And I think the parish in that moment needed a good, honest guy who also had the background of being prepared to know what to look for to do the job. He was a former federal prosecutor as well. He had been in the business of being an attorney for a long time on both sides. So, you know, he had tried cases and you know, at the U.S. Attorney's Office, you get the best training and you're exposed to the best investigative practices and how to marry local investigation with federal. I mean, just he had a lot of extra experience in addition to being a good and honest guy. When you marry those things, it was what the parish needed at the time, and he never let them down. And that's, a lot of people would ask me, well, what was it like working for Warren, this and that? And I told the staff the other day, and this is one of the most important things that any leader can do. Every leader doesn't lead the same way. You have these vocal leaders who lead from the front, some just lead quietly by example, and Warren was those quiet by example guys. One way isn't better than the other. They're just different, and you got to be who you are. And he was always who he was. And the hallmark of who he was he was never going to ask me or anyone in this office to do something they shouldn't do. And he never did it the entire time he was there. And he, you know, he grew up and was around a lot of politicians. He worked on Reagan's campaign. He worked for other, I think, congressmen, worked as an aide. He's been in politics or been around politics for a long time and obviously held an office for the better part of 9 years. And he kept a note over his toilet in his restroom in his office. And he'd handwritten it. And it was a reminder. And I think it was maybe some quotations from Aaron Broussard when he had, you know, he had his legal troubles. And I don't have the exact verbiage, so I'll butcher it a little bit here. The whole gist is bad characteristics or characteristics that develop over time of politicians. And a lot of them, they don't see coming. And the whole gist of it is being in office too long, not being reflective about what you're doing. And one of the ones that was on there, which always stood out to me, and he and I would talk about a lot, was egos. And how egos can get in the way of doing good work or working with another person or making you think you have all the right answers. And kind of the tail, and there were five different characteristics. I can't remember all of them. Mm-hmm. But it kind of, the gist at the end was, is that if you get to the point that you think that everything that you're doing is right, it's already too late and you missed it and you didn't see it coming. And I think that was one of the things. You can't stay in these jobs too long. You can't be drunk with your own accomplishments or ego. You gotta step back. And he did. And he was always just a guy and wanted to be a guy and do a good job and not embarrass this parish and build an office that they could be proud of and have trust in and faith in. And that's what he did.
Absolutely. All right, we're talking to Colin Sims with the DA's office. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back, talk a little bit more. We're talking, of course, about Warren Montgomery, and we'll continue the conversation right after this. Having a conversation with Colin Sims, and, of course, we're talking about the DA, Warren Montgomery, who we learned we had lost last week after a lengthy fight with cancer. And Colin, we've talked about, you know, what I've shared vocally what a fan of his I was, and we've talked about some of his strengths and this kind of, you know, every man, all shucks, great guy. But one of the things I think we also have to stress is that he took on some tough prosecutions during his time in office. He certainly didn't shy away from something that could be politically explosive. You know, it'd be real easy to sometimes not take on some of these cases for self survival, you know, but he wasn't afraid to pull the trigger on just about anything.
No, absolutely. No, look, you know, Warren, I'm going to touch on a couple things. You know, Warren's a fighter, and he was a fighter in every sense of the word. You know, he got sick the first time, and I think within, I don't know, 10 minutes of him being sick, there was somebody running around the courthouse saying he was going to run for office against him. And he had to go battle while he was sick to hold this office. And that's what it meant to him. He fought then, and he fought all the way through his illness. You know, one of his mottos, and I heard him say when he ran for re-election last time, and he showed it while being sick on the campaign trail, going to MD Anderson on the campaign trail, was, "I'll never back off, I'll never back down, and I'll never back up." And he meant it. And everyone knows the major case that he decided to take on. I don't have to even say the name of it. And there were all kinds of people who tried to pressure him not to do it or do it, you know, for all kinds of different reasons, or slow it down. And all he cared was, he came to see me. He's like, "Colin, does the evidence exist for the offenses that he is accused of?" And I looked at him, I said, "It does, 100%. And he's like, "Go get him." And we talk about the case, we talk strategy about different things, and how important it was to not be scared and just do the right thing. And the people would see that ultimately the right thing was done. You know, people would look, "Oh, what he's doing in a certain case, oh, that's political." He didn't care. He'd sit down with me and say, "The facts will be the facts, and the people will see what this case is about." And I remember, and it was a lot of pressure, because I can remember feeling that if we lose this case, you could be done, sir. And he's like, "Colin, I'm not here just to get reelected. I'm here to do the right thing." And it was a particular night. I'd been really stressed out about it, because, you know, it just, I'm one of those guys that I probably try to pretend that, you know, everything's fine all the time and I'm not stressed. But we got to know each other really well. It was like 6 or 7 o'clock one night, and I was sitting at my desk taking some notes, and he came in the dark at my door. He said, "I just want you to know, win or lose, I'm with you. It doesn't matter." And I said, "Oh," and it wasn't that it didn't matter in the sense of it wasn't important. It was that the win didn't dictate, you know, how he felt about the righteousness of the case, and he wanted to make sure I knew that he had confidence in me bringing the case. And I looked at him and I said, "Oh, I'm not going to lose." And he looked at me, he's like, "Good, I don't want you to lose, but if you do, I'm with you, and I just want you to know that." And it's just one of those things that I'll take away and know that he had our back, the staff's back, no matter what. Look, there are a lot of offices that sit there and say, "Oh, you can't go to trial, and if you think you may lose, if you could possibly lose the case, don't go." That was never a policy here. We didn't have fake trial stat policies. We didn't have only try the winners. You know, we tried the cases that the evidence demonstrated you could win, and if it wasn't perfect, we were going to take a swing if it was a righteous case, and that's what we did. He always fought. He was always willing to take a swing. He was there to be a public servant of the people. And I would say service and servant is probably, there's so many good characteristics of Warren that embody who he was. But at a meeting with the staff the other day, when we addressed the whole staff after his passing, you know, one of the things I tried to convey to the staff, which is 100% Warren Montgomery, was, is every single one of you are public servants. And Warren, to his core, was a servant. He was a servant of God. He was a servant of the public. He was a servant to his family. And I probably just reversed that order. Like, he would not be happy with that. but public service is what he embodied. And public service is that being a fighter. We took on major cases. He took on major cases. And that mantra is that where he always said, I'll never back off, I'll never back down, I'll never back up. That was Warren Montgomery. And he was a true leader of this parish. And I don't think everyone will really realize the true loss of a man like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know what else to say. I hate that he's gone. His attitude was incredible. And, his family, he is going to be dearly missed because you know that, wow. So, Colin, I hope we can keep this line of communication open. I know that there are things to be done in that office, and Warren was good about kind of keeping in touch. I hope that we'll get to chat with you some in the coming months as well.
No, absolutely. It's a pleasure being with you, and I do want the people to know that this office, that Warren has left a lasting legacy here, and those staff members and those prosecutors and those investigators and those secretaries and those support staff have embraced it, and they intend to make this parish proud. They intend to make him proud, and we will continue to be public servants like he trained us to be.
All right, there he is, Colin Sims, talking about Warren Montgomery. We're going to come back in just a few minutes.